This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's Just-in-Time podcast on COVID-19 and what the future may look like. My name is Will Pett. I'm a senior business analyst at Fidelity Investments, and my guest today is Vanessa Lozzi, who is a senior legal technology and litigation support administrator and AVP at Flagstar Bank. Vanessa, our first question today is, with COVID-19 forcing everyone to work from home for an extended period of time, do you think we'll see more legal departments allowing employees to work remotely some or all of the time in the future?
Hi, Will. Yes, thanks for having me today. For sure. We've been working from home for quite a while at the bank, and so our team pretty easily made the transition to 100% of the time working at home during COVID-19. I think we will likely be one of the last groups, the legal department will probably be one of the last groups to return to the office because we are so self-sufficient at home. The bank is also looking at how to redesign what we call CubeLand throughout our entire headquarters. They want to create more distancing workspaces, and I think a lot more people be working from home simply because we don't have the real estate in the building to separate people 6 feet apart and still have everybody on site. We're discussing office rotation days, so maybe a group of us come in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and another group come in Tuesday, Thursday, and that way at least we get some in-office time. A few of the challenges that we have experienced is the need to address the need to print at home. Since we can't connect our personal printers to our laptop, we had a few people that needed to be equipped with more technology needs than what we had been doing previously. But we've pretty much overcome any of the obstacles allowing us to work from home.
And to that point, Vanessa, about some process changes that have been needed based on working from home, are any of the process changes that you've seen implemented as a result of the pandemic likely to carry over long term? As an example, will we see more lawyers become comfortable with using e-signatures in place of physical signatures?
Yes, I do think that there will be a lot of process changes necessitated from this. As a company, we're getting more comfortable with e-signatures and also looking into remote notaries as well. We have a rotating schedule of certain individuals who go into the office mainly to handle the mail, which is still one manual process we can't manage from home. And that will probably continue until determined that we're either going to spend most of our time or all of our time working at home. Another thing that's different is that when we were at headquarters, we were highly encouraged to have personal interaction with our internal clients as much as possible. And I think, at least for the unforeseeable future, even if we are at headquarters, it'll still be virtual meetings as a preferred format. We don't want people gathering in conference rooms or common areas. And to that comment, also, we do have a cafeteria on site that probably will remain closed. And there's talk of what our lunchroom will look like going forward. Will we allow people to use it, or will it be just a limited number of people who can be in there at any given time? So have folks that currently enter the building right now just through the main entrance, and there's a check-in process. We have 4 different entrances where employees can enter the building. So it'll be interesting to see if we are still all going to need to use the main entrance, or if at some point we'll be able to use the entrances on the different wings of the building. I'm sure that'll be in place for a while too. It's kind of strange. Never did I think that I would see a day where people would be required to wear a mask into a bank. So that's been interesting.
Yeah, it's a great point, Vanessa. Obviously, with pop culture, we all think of people entering banks with a mask on as the bad guys. But obviously, it's a different world that we live in right now. Changing gears a little, do you think that legal departments will change their staffing philosophies in response to this pandemic? Roles like legal ops seem more or less valuable to GCs moving forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think for us, it's really too early to say. There's a lot of different factors at play. We had already been operating as budget conscious as possible. Technology, efficiency, and automation are key drivers for our corporate goals. So I can't imagine legal operations becoming less essential. If anything, I think more will be asked of us. And depending on your industry, I think there's a great possibility for a large spike in litigation once the dust settles. And so we're also looking to be prepared for that. We're taking lessons from the last financial crisis and uptick in litigation and trying to think ahead to what we can potentially expect. I think with folks learning to operate really independently at home, one sad possibility is we could potentially see job loss for admins and secretaries. I mean, if you were lucky enough to have them in the first place, so that's another change I think that will be.
Yeah, I think those are great points as well, Vanessa. You know, we know from the recession 10 years ago or so that litigation does tend to spike in a down economy. But obviously, the irony is that we're generally asked to do more with fewer employees in that type of economy as well. So moving on to our final question for today, what has your company or legal department been doing to keep in contact with employees while everyone is remote?
Yeah, I've got a long list of things to share with everybody. Our company has just been really fantastic through all of this. Our CEO has been incredibly supportive. So we've gotten creative, done a lot of different things to help keep in contact and keep our employees engaged. We do a virtual happy hour with the legal department every week. At the end of the fourth week at home, our boss sent all of us our club gift cards, which I thought was a really nice gesture. The CEO is sending Flagstar versus COVID-19 shirts to any employee who wants one. He also sends out a weekly video message to all employees. He's been very clear from the beginning that our employees come first, and the bank is here to support us with whatever it is that we need. So that's been very well received and greatly appreciated. We do have mental health assistance through our employee assistance program that was in existence prior to this, as well as free financial consulting. So I can only imagine folks are definitely taking advantage of those added benefits working for Flagstar. The bank does have a foundation, and we've issued several grants to local businesses that are struggling in the area. But one thing that they did that I thought was very unique and really awesome was they created an employee financial assistance fund, obviously based on the criteria for what you may need. All of our Flagstar employees are still working, but we may have spouses that aren't, or children that are at home that used to get meals at school. So I think our initial goal was $5,000, and the last time I heard, it was up to about $17,000 in employee contributions, which is amazing, considering we have about 4,000 employees. We also have employee resource groups throughout the bank, and they've been really great with sending emails with positive information, uplifting quotes. One group created a quarantine cookbook. Another group created a one sheet of how people are staying in contact and self-care ideas. So it's been nice to receive those emails. And the company did a work-life survey as well, just to check in on all of us and how we're doing and to gauge how many people actually enjoy working from home. It's a really strange time, I think, to try to make that decision, but it'll be interesting to see survey results from that. And then lastly, we did a photo contest of what your new work from home space looks like. And 20 individuals received $100 for winning the photo contest. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like your company's really doing a lot to step up for their employees during this time, which is great. As we wrap up here, Vanessa, are there any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
I just appreciate Ilse's time and doing this podcast and speaking with you, and happy to share thoughts and ideas of what the future looks like, and look forward to continuing to participate in my volunteer role at ILTA.
Yeah, I just encourage everyone listening today to please check out ILTA's website for lots more content around COVID-19. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to either myself or Vanessa, and we'd be happy to touch base. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.